The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
Welcome to the Forum for Nonprofits, presented in the public interest by the Beasley Broadcast Group. Each week we focus on a worthy organization and learn how you can lend support. And now, here are your hosts, veteran fundraiser and management consultant Ezra Creed and public relations consultant Ellen Schulman.
Welcome to this edition of the Forum for Nonprofits. We're going to be speaking this week about healthcare. It's a very important issue in the news, and we are very privileged to have with us the CEO of the Palm Beach Medical Society. Her name is Tenna Wiles, and she is going to explain to us why the Medical Society is involved in a nonprofit effort called Project Access. Welcome, Tenna.
Well, welcome. It's great to be here this morning.
And we thought the Medical Society was just a bunch of doctors who got together and talked about healthcare issues. Tell us why you're here today to talk about Project Access and what it is.
Well, we are a bunch of doctors. We're over 1,400 physicians in our community that have are part of a professional organization, and we've been here since about 1919. But there are physicians are very concerned about access to health care for the uninsured in our community. We have over 275,000 individuals in Palm Beach County that do not have access to health care or that are uninsured. And several years ago, we set forth to develop a program where our physicians could volunteer their care in partnership with our hospitals and with laboratories to provide comprehensive services to those in need in our community.
How does that differ from the services provided by the health department?
Well, different services regarding income criteria, depending on what your income is, you're eligible for. And the population that we're serving are those individuals that what we call fall through the cracks. They might not be eligible for health department services or Medicaid. However, they do not have enough money to purchase insurance. So we first of all try to help them find coverage to get see if they're eligible for any services that they could help them. And if they're not, then we will do a qualification based upon their family size and their income and determine if they're eligible.
And then if they're eligible, then they're accepted into the physician's office as a regular client, or how does that work?
What we have is we have over 560, close to 600 physicians that have volunteered their services. So the client will first come, the patient will come to our office where we explain the program, and we determine they have to see a primary care physician, or they are referred by one of the clinics or maybe even the health department if they need specialty care. The physician will determine what services they need, and we'll make an appointment for them with the physician's office. There's no charge. The physician then determines what services they need. Our office then coordinates those services, whether it's laboratory tests or diagnostic testing of x-rays, whether they might need a prescription, or whether they need a referral to a specialist. Our staff will then coordinate and make sure that happens and try to guide them through their care.
Now, Tenna, we're obviously not a political show, but explain to us that with new healthcare reform, how is that going to impact Project Access? Will it help these people more?
I believe that our challenge moving forward is that we want to be able to help people, especially those that have lost their jobs, that have never been unemployed before, to figure out where to go. Or for those that might be, their employers no longer can afford to offer health care insurance. We want to be a guide to help people figure out what is the right path for them. Right now, we don't have all the answers, but health care reform is something that we monitor daily to see what is happening, to see what programs are available in our community, and to see where an individual would best fit. Of course, we would first like to see someone enrolled in a healthcare program. So we're pretty much the service of last resort.
But I understand from reading your materials that this you're serving people at the poverty level. What about somebody who's a middle class person who, like you said, lost their job and maybe they were making a high salary, maybe they're making nothing, maybe they're making above poverty, they also fall through the cracks. Can you service them?
This isn't exactly the population that we set out to help in the beginning. And it's those income, if their income has fallen, if they no longer are making that income, they are more than welcome to come to Project Access to see if they qualify for services and that we can assist them.
Are there a lot of people who access Project Access? Access, Project Access. Are there a lot of people who are involved in that program?
We've helped over 5,500 individuals in care. And these individuals will, that doesn't mean they just go to a doctor once. It might be that we've helped them find care someplace else or get enrolled in a program like the healthcare district or qualify for Medicaid or even children that might need help getting involved in kid care. We know what those programs are. Then there's the other population of the individuals that we've helped that last year we helped 450 individuals in more comprehensive care. And those could include a long-term care for, you know, we try to keep people in the program for no longer than a year, but also, and to try to transition them out. But that could include surgeries and very, very in-depth type cases.
Do the pharmaceutical companies or so on, are they involved at all? Do they support what you're doing?
There is a program that we are able to access pharmaceutical drugs through a database that can assist individuals in getting their prescriptions at either a low cost or no cost.
So that's terrific. So you're really providing a central, a service, almost a clearinghouse for these people who, I'm thinking of myself, I wouldn't know where to start, and you're helping people find out where they can start.
It is amazing. The people that we see in our office or that call on the phone. And I really believe that we have saved many lives through the generosity and caring of our physicians to give this time.
Well, and that's another thing that's amazing, that this many physicians, they get nothing for this, right? They're totally donating their time.
They totally donate their time.
They don't get any Medicare, Medicaid reimbursement.
They're not allowed to have any reimbursement. That's part of the program. And they might get a little button at the end of the year and a thank you.
What does it cost your organization to do this amazing service?
Well, our major cost is in systems and in administration. So our cost per year is probably around $250,000 a year. So we run a pretty lean budget for this. We are experiencing growth pains. One of our major growth pains is just being able to handle the number of calls that we receive. We've been very fortunate that our local foundations have supported us, but with their support, we know the need is still so much greater in the community. So then we need to recruit more physicians, we need to add more telephone lines, we need to have more staff out in the community to help us spread the word and to help navigate.
Is this a unique program for a medical society?
We were one of the first Project Access programs that were formed. It originated in out of Buncombe County, North Carolina, which is in Asheville. And several of our physicians and I went up to visit their program. And now there's programs around the country with medical societies. And we all collaborate together.
Well, this is just terrific. You're listening to the Forum for Nonprofits. Today, we're speaking with representatives of the Palm Beach Medical Society. To get more information on this great organization, please visit their website at www.pbcms.org or call 561-433-3940. Let's take a break and we'll be right back.
Me? I started smoking when I was 13. I always thought when the time came, I could quit. No problem. Then at 28, I tried to go cold turkey and I found out how hard it really was. I made it all day without a smoke. right until I met up with the guys. But I learned something that night. In fact, every time I tried to quit, there were more than a few. I learned a little more about what worked and what didn't work for me. And when I realized that I wasn't alone, that most people don't quit on their first or second attempt, I knew there was still hope. Today, I'm an ex-smoker. My only advice is to never, ever give up trying to quit.
If you're trying to quit smoking, the American Lung Association is here to help every step of the way. Visit quitterinyou.org for tools, tips, and stories from smokers we've helped to finally quit for good. The American Lung Association. We support the quitter in you at quitterinyou.org.
Welcome back to the Forum for Nonprofits. We're here speaking with Dr. Ivy Fast. She's a pediatrician and has been involved with Project Access, I understand, from the very beginning.
That's right.
So thank you for taking time out of your practice to be here and speak with us about this wonderful program.
Thank you for having us.
You personally got involved in Project Access.
Well, the physicians in Palm Beach County have been donating free services to people in Palm Beach County for years, forever. But what had always happened in the past was sometimes a little frustrating to the physicians. They would see a patient who'd need a certain specialist, or a specialist thinks that their patient needs an internal medicine doctor, and to try to get on the phone and ask your friends, "I've got this patient, can you see him?" And, "That one's out of town, let me try a different person." To be able to have someone who could coordinate that for them, that's what Project Access is all about, to make it easier for the physicians to be able to provide that free medical care.
So in your practice, how often are you contacted by Project Access to see a patient?
The physicians who sign up for Project Access can say that they will take X number of new patients every month, let's say, and it depends on what the specialty is. So maybe the cardiac surgeon says he'll take one every couple of months, and maybe the internal medicine doctor takes three or four every month. It kind of depends, and that's up to them to select.
Are there specific instances of patients that you've seen, or maybe some of the other physicians have seen, where as Ms. Wiles said just a moment ago, they've saved a life, they've changed a bad outcome into a good one?
Oh, absolutely. Every single day we change people's lives. It's wonderful. And we've done everything from moms, in their mid-20s with finding a breast mass, and they've just lost their job. They've got a couple of kids at home. They just can't afford to go find out about it, and they're able to contact Project Access and go through the system and have it taken care of and have it resolved for them. We've provided several open-heart surgeries for free. It's really amazing. Physicians and the participating hospitals in the county that provide the care totally 100% free.
Well, wait a minute. You said that you've provided open heart surgeries for free.
Absolutely.
And the cost of the program is about $200,000 a year. I mean, boy, for that minimal investment, it sounds like a lot is being provided out there in dollars and cents. Do you have any idea what that might be?
We on any given year, provide anywhere between $1 and $1.5 million in free medical care to the people of Palm Beach County.
What a tremendous service. That's terrific.
And Dr. Fask, as a pediatrician, you probably see the real critical nature of the patients you see, because they're children, and you're changing their habits, you're helping them become healthy at a young age.
Right. This is really about the people who otherwise really wouldn't have access to the medical care. And maybe they're going to get insurance in 6 months or a year, but they have something that they need to have taken care of now. If they don't have it taken care of now, and they put it off and put it off, before you know it, it's an emergency visit to a hospital somewhere in the ER. The cost to them is higher. And the outcome is not as good, because they've allowed it to reach a much more difficult level to be treated.
If a physician is out there listening to this and wants to get involved, What does he or she do? How do they sign up to be a part of Project Access?
They contact the Palm Beach County Medical Society, and there's a little form for them to fill out, and they sign up, and then they decide how many patients they'll take on any month or any year, and we get going. But it's really, it's great. We have so many wonderful doctors, and they're so giving, and we are just so grateful for not only the doctors, but the participating laboratories, the participating radiology centers, the participating hospitals. All of it comes together to be able to provide what you need for that one particular patient.
Is there any particular specialty that you're looking for, doctors that you need more help in certain areas, need more pediatricians?
We're happy to take anything. We're happy because you know, the more the merrier, the more participating physicians, the more people we have room to be able to treat. So, yes.
Have you found that with the economic issues that we're having in our community, that the number of people that are part of this program has been going up?
Yes, it has, for sure. For sure. And that's why we really want to make sure that people are aware of it. And the other thing that's really great about Project Access is maybe not everybody who calls into Project Access is eligible for this program, but the people who work at Project Access, work in the office, are great at helping the patients navigate the system and find the place that they can get medical care. Maybe it's not Project Access, but they'll find them something.
Do you find ever that a physician will have... someone will come to their office and they say, oh my God, this is a person that's perfect for Project Access, and able to bring them in that way?
Absolutely. Many of the primary care doctors have been seeing patients for years and years, and that patient has lost their job, lost their insurance, and they find an issue. They can call Project Access and say, I have this patient of mine, and he needs to have surgery. He needs to see an endocrinologist, and Project Active will help get that accomplished.
How does it make you feel to be part of it? It's obviously it's an incredible service for the community, but how personally do you feel about being in this program?
It makes my eyes water. It makes me cry. it's just to, you know, these are people who otherwise wouldn't have gotten their care, and no one has a crystal ball, but you just think what might have happened if they hadn't been able to get access through Project Access.
What a great way to end this segment. You've been listening to the Forum for Nonprofits. Today we're speaking with representatives of the Palm Beach Medical Society. To get more information on Project Access, please visit their website at www.pbcms.org or call 561-433-3940. Let's take a break and we'll be right back.
Two kids, one paycheck, but I'm still going to send them to college. With Sam, I can.
Business has fallen off at work, but I'm getting prepared for whatever the future holds. With Sam, I can.
I missed a mortgage payment, but now I'm turning things around. With Sam, I can.
Making ends meet on a tight budget, coping with job loss, struggling with overwhelming credit card bills. Whatever your financial challenge, with Sam, you can. Sam is smart about money, a free online resource from the National Endowment for Financial Education. We're an independent nonprofit foundation dedicated to helping people just like you get sound information about money. From everything from how to build an emergency fund to how to deal with job uncertainty, just remember, Sam, I can. SamICan.org.
I'm going to feel in control again. With Sam, I can.
Get empowered. Reach your financial goals. Visit SamICan.org.
I got smart about mortgages. Now, it's my house I go home to.
I got smart about college. Now my kid's off to a great start.
When it comes to your money, whatever you want to get smart about, you can find it at smartaboutmoney.org.
I got smart about health insurance. Now both my finances and I are healthy.
Smartaboutmoney.org is a free online resource from the National Endowment for Financial Education. We're an independent nonprofit foundation dedicated to helping people just like you get sound information about money.
I got smart about protecting my job. Now, I'm doing better than ever.
For everything from how to build an emergency fund to how to deal with job uncertainty, smartaboutmoney.org has the answers you're looking for.
I got smart about credit cards. Now paper or plastic has a whole new meaning.
smartaboutmoney.org. The easy place to start when you want to get smart.
Welcome back to the Forum for Nonprofits. This is our favorite segment of every show where we actually encourage everybody to pull out their credit cards, their checkbooks. Now's the time to give where your heart is, because Project Access obviously is in a critical, critical program for our community. And Tana was saying earlier that there are more than 275,000 people just in Palm Beach County who are either uninsured or do not have access to health care. And thank goodness for a project like this. So Tana, tell us how people can help, what you need, and what they can do. What process do you need to go through to give?
Project Access is a program that will grow as much as the community would like to support it to grow. We have talented physicians that give their time. We have medical society staff, Project Access staff that helps. But in order for this program to grow, in order for us to serve more people, we need financial contributions to be able to help us with providing for those services that we cannot get donated. That might be laboratories or medications. On occasion, there might be special services that just cannot be covered. That is one thing. The second thing is our telephone lines are totally overmaxed right now. So because of the number of people calling, Project Access needs to develop its own telephone line service so we can handle the calls. When we get the telephone lines, then we're going to need an additional staff person to help handle that. So the resources are to expand our capacity so we can help more people. If we have additional human resources and a few technical resources, along with some contributions for laboratory tests and medications, we could probably serve twice as many people as we are serving now.
And so if I'm interested in contributing, can I contribute online, or do I send you a check, or what's the process?
Well, there's several different ways. Certainly visit us online at www.pbcms.org. You'll learn more about our organization, about our physicians, about Project Access, and there's certainly a button there that you can click and make a donation. If you'd like to speak to a member of the Project Access staff or to visit our offices, we'd be glad to have you visit or to give us a call. We're located on Forest Hill Boulevard, west of I-95, and our telephone number is 561-433-3940. There's also ways that you can participate with some of the fundraising events that support Project Access. Each year we have two events. One is the Heroes in Medicine, which is held in the spring of each year, that in addition to honoring our local heroes that contribute to healthcare, the funds we raise from that support Project Access.
Great.
Also, we have our annual gala of the Medical Society that is held in the fall, winter of each year. Again, those proceeds benefit Project Access. We certainly are open to any other ideas and contributions that people might like to make.
Can people contribute time?
We do have opportunities for time for to volunteer in our office. We generally have volunteers in there almost every day that are helping with the paperwork and doing the back-end work. Also, people to spread the word, to let people know that it's out in the community, that we're here, to give us opportunities to come speak to organizations, because we think we're probably one of the best-kept secrets in Palm Beach County.
And how many staff people do you have currently?
For Project Access, we have a staff of 3.
Okay.
To provide that much service.
Yes.
That's amazing. That really is amazing that you're able to do that.
And you said you only had a $250,000 budget, which seems extremely low for the kind of services that you're providing.
Well, the value of the services is, if you totaled it, is that we said is over $1.5 million of the value of what is being contributed in kind by physicians and hospitals, laboratories, and others in the community.
So for our financially oriented listeners out there, that's a clear positive investment and worth $100, mm-hmm. $200, $5,000. It's important that everybody contribute to this cause.
It is. And one of the other things is this year we for the first time, are part of the United Way family. And we've now a United Way agency. So that's another way of contributing.
And so, Project Access, is Project Access a separate 501c3, or is the whole organization?
It is the whole organization. Mm-hmm.
So
it is a program of the Medical Society.
It is a program. Since we have a moment or two, what other kinds of programs do you do that affect the community as well?
Well, the Medical Society is involved in several other programs, one of which is an initiative called the Future of Medicine. And this is an initiative where we're trying to create a roadmap to improve the quality of healthcare in our community. That we're working in different areas, access to care, and having more people insured, which Project Access is part of that. Patient safety and quality. We've been working on patient-physician communication and on a language access program. So for individuals who do not speak English, we can provide interpreters and services to physicians. Prevention and wellness. We've launched several initiatives, including fall prevention, how obesity prevention, and how for physicians to become engaged with their patients. Also, how we can keep our physicians here in Palm Beach County practicing medicine, how we can support medical education and the medical schools in our community.
So the Palm Beach Medical Society is really doing a lot of great things for all of us who live, work, or play in Palm Beach County.
Well, I'm just very grateful to be working with a group of very committed physicians that are very dedicated to the health of our community.
Well, you've been listening to the Forum for Nonprofits, and today we've been talking to representatives of the Palm Beach Medical Society. To get more information on Project Access and all the great things that the Medical Society does, please visit their website at www.pbcms.org or call 561-433-3940. For Ellen Schulman, this is Ezra Krieg, thanking you for listening to the Forum for Nonprofits.
Thank you for listening to the Forum for Nonprofits. We hope this week's worthy organization inspired you to get involved and give back. The Forum is produced by Ezra Krieg, senior consultant with Kreisenberg LLC, and Ellen Schulman, president of Ellen Schulman Public Relations. Find out more on forumfornonprofits.org. This program is a public affairs presentation of the Beasley Broadcast Group. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.